We're keeping an eye on Greece, where early this morning, riot police began clearing out about 8,000 migrants from the makeshift Idomeni refugee camp on the Macedonian border. In March, the Macedonians shut down that border crossing to stop the flow of migrants heading north toward Germany and Sweden. The migrants living in the Greek camp have been in limbo ever since. Reporter Joanna Kakissis has been following this. She joins us from Athens. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, where are these migrants being moved?
So the migrants are being moved to camps that are run by the government and the army, the Greek army. And these camps are located throughout the mainland. And at these camps are tents set up. There's a system set up to apply for asylum, to register people. But, you know, they're going to be monitored now in a way that they really weren't before, because the camp Idomeni was a sort of a self-organized camp. It wasn't an official camp. It was considered by the government an illegal encampment. So by going to an army-run camp, it also means that they have to accept that they're never going to get across the border. That border's never going to open. And many people were staying near Idomeni with that vain hope in their heads.
Is the goal ultimately to integrate them into Greek society, or will they be in camps for a while and then they'll go somewhere else?
Ultimately, the Greeks do not want 54,000 migrants to stay here because they can't care for them. The unemployment rate here is still 25%. The Greek economy is still in terrible condition. It's going into its sixth year of recession. There's no long-term plan for people. The Greek government ideally would like other European Union countries to resettle those who qualify for asylum. But the European Union has handled this migrant crisis from the beginning on a sort of ad hoc basis. We'll do something that'll last a month or a few weeks or, you know, 2 or 3 months. But no, there's no method or no goal to integrate them into Greek society.
And you have met many of them. I know you've been to this camp many times.
Yes.
Give us a sense of who these people are and how they're coping with what's going on.
Well, you know, the majority of the people in Idomeni are Syrian families. There are some Iraqi families, too, and there were, until recently, many Yazidi families. They're people who don't have a lot of money, who don't want to give up on this idea that they can get to Northern Europe, and who have been living, to some extent, in a state of fantasy that if they stayed, the people would feel for them, that Europe would feel for them and open the border, basically tell Macedonia to open the border so they can continue on to Germany or to Sweden. But, you know, times have changed in the European Union, and the asylum seekers who are staying in Idomeni just haven't accepted it. They haven't accepted that Germany doesn't want them anymore. They haven't accepted that Sweden doesn't want them anymore. But it's hard for people, you know, it's hard to give up, and it's hard to not know where you're going.
Joanna, I know that you just returned from Austria, where we've been reporting on this presidential election there. A far-right Austrian Freedom Party candidate, Norbert Hofer, narrowly lost the vote there to an independent candidate, one of the Greens in Austria. Tell us about that and how that is playing into the migrant crisis in Europe.
Austria really felt the weight of the migrant crisis late last year, when people started to freak out inside the country saying, we can't take care of all these people. 90,000 people have just arrived here and we can't. The government then, a few months later, closed the border. but it was too late in some ways for the Austrians, because they felt like the government let in too many people who were not registered, who were not vetted. And then this far-right party, the Freedom Party, played in some ways like Donald Trump has in the United States, has told people, who are these people? Are they terrorists? Are they going to hurt you? Are they like us? And that rhetoric really fed into people's fears in Austria that something was really amiss. And the country is very, very divided over how should we manage this crisis? Should we have open arms because we do have more money than most countries in Europe? Or should we start taking care of our own business and look inward? It's so polarized that the language ended up sounding anti-migrant and pro-migrant rather than a lot of nuances in between, which is what I think many people in Austria right now feel. They're somewhere in the middle. They're not anti-migrant and they're not pro-migrant either.
And again, a narrow loss by the far-right Freedom Party candidate in the presidential election in Austria. Joanna Kakissis, who reports for NPR, joining us from Athens. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.